Afternoon.
Hi, Sammy. How are you?
Hey,
Good. How
Sammy.
are you?
Good. I'm
Hey. Let's kick it off.
All right. So tell me a little bit about this role of yours. Amazing. I'm so proud of you. So tell me a little bit about how it all came together.
I auditioned like most actors, and it was one of those things I always wanted to do because I like the sh I love the show a lot, and I've been watching since the OG, and it was really excited because it seemed like a character that might be around for a little bit, because in this show people die a lot. And so it was like, oh, this is a person who's kind of like a businessman of the hood, and everybody kind of comes to him. So it was like, oh, first of all, this thing feels like it has legs, and I've always wanted to play a character like that. So I auditioned, and then they called me like a while later, but they called me and they were like, hey, you want to be early Tyler tomorrow? And I was like, yeah, whatever. So it was super cool to be able to do that.
And what would you say was the biggest challenge?
The biggest challenge was the job. I think the biggest challenge was understanding when I was doing well, because comedy is very responsive. Even when you're filming, it's quieter, but you can kind of tell when you got people cracking up. Like, you can tell when people are laughing at you. But drama is a very different level of there's the validation is different. So you don't really know. And then when you're like me, who like I feel like I can do drama pretty well, but I don't know how. I can't tell you I killed a scene. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not quite as versed in knowing when it's going well, so I'm like a little bit more needy to understand what it looks like, or if I did, if I hit the mark, but thankfully that's a well-oiled machine over there, and everybody who from director to crew, everybody was dope and like gave great feedback. So I felt like it was a good time. But when I saw it, I was like, oh, okay, I think I did it. I think I did a thing. So as I do more dramas, I think I'll get more comfortable with that. But that was the biggest challenge, though.
And that kind of piggybacks off to my next question. What was your favorite memory about the whole project?
I mean, dude, Joey Badass. I would say Joey Badass. Now, I loved so much about this project. So I just, but Joey, man, we kicked it that first shoot day. We did all this. We did all the, basically everything that you see in the pilot. We did all that in a day, and we were just kicking it for hours. And we just hit it off. And then he did one of my other projects that's coming. Like, it's just like that's just meeting somebody who's first of all like one of your rappers that you actually listen to. And then on top of that, they take this acting thing so serious, and just being cool off the rip was great. So just kicking it on set, man. And meeting Mario Van Peebles and like all that, like I could go day by day. I was there and tell you my favorite thing. You know what I mean? But like that's what came up when you asked me.
And what was, without giving too much away for people who have maybe not have seen yet, what was one scene that you loved the most? Tell me a little bit about that.
What I love the one I love the most, okay, I can't tell you about the one I really love the most, but one of my favorite ones was when we're in the family room, and he's just kind of like, let me see your gun, and he's like, I just want to hold it, and Early's just like rubbing his feet for some reason, and like goes to get the gun, and then like gives it to him. And he said, and Unique says this dope line, but like if but they kept it but they kept the scene going when we were shooting it. So he was pointing at the gun. Now in the camera it looks really cool, but on the other side is me moving my head over my, because he's pointed at me saying this line. And it was a very, very funny moment that they obviously couldn't use because we're not making a comedy. But if we were, that scene would have been in there. It would have crushed. But that was like one of my favorite moments on yeah, this was one of my favorite moments I can remember.
And in what ways do you think you relate to your character, or if you don't, does your character have any characteristics that you wish you had?
I mean, I wish I could be dirty that much. He early is dirty in every episode. He's dirty. He got oil on him. I just wish I got a shower. I gotta stay clean. But though there's like he's a hustler, and I think I admire that about the character. He's always about his money. I'm not money over friendships as much as he is, but the hustling spirit and being able to just move in any kind of scenario is I kind of I align with that a little bit, you know, being able to adjust and do that. But as far as everything else, you know, I think Earl is a little bit more handy than I am. He works in a garage and all that, so.
Nice. Well, they're telling me we're out of time, which makes me sad because I could talk to you for like forever and a day, but you're amazing. And I
Thank
hear you
you.
have a birthday coming up, so enjoy it. And I'm so proud of you. So proud. And I can't wait to talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Sammy. I appreciate
Yeah, no, I appreciate you too. Have a good one.
you. You too.